My name is Antonio da Silva. I'm the Chief of the Audiovisual Archives at the United Nations Department of Public Information.
So we are celebrating the Day of the Audiovisual Heritage, and the UN, of course, in the 72 years of its existence, I'm sure has accumulated a lot of audiovisual material. So what actually do we have in our archives?
The UN Audiovisual Archives is actually an institutional memory of the organization in terms of audiovisual contents. So if you think about the history of the UN from the 1940s to today, you're going to see all kinds of major meetings like Security Council meetings, General Assembly, special events, press conferences, press briefings. But also, interesting enough, is the kind of quality and contents of radio programs, television programs, documentaries, public service announcements, campaigns that have been done throughout all these years in different formats, from film 16 millimeters to 35 millimeters, passing through different formats of audio in video, and going through different languages and formats and systems and standards. So it's a wide range of formats that have been kept and migrated over and over the 72 years. And today we are actually digitizing those contents to make them accessible and preserve them for future generations.
Even what I saw was quite a lot. So how did you manage to convert all these materials into digital form?
The project actually started in 2008 with the actual inventory of physical collection, because over the years the catalogs and records that were used to access and retrieve information about those collections became obsolete or not up to date. So we had to go back to point one, where we had to make an inventory and accountable of everything, every single item that they had. So it took us about 3 years to do just the inventory of those different types of collections. About over 100,000 items of collections, not considering photographs, because the photographs are a specific chapter apart, because they were over 800,000 photographs. So we have very easily over a million items in the UN audiovisual collection.
So I'm sure you and your colleagues made some very interesting discoveries while doing this work. Anything that comes to mind which was especially memorable, exciting?
Yes, there's many stories that we went through and we found throughout this process. One of the interesting aspects is the UN Radio Classics. These were programs, feature programs done by the radio units throughout the years, and they were sitting on a shelf quietly for many years, and we didn't have much information about what they were until we started the inventory, and then we said, "Oh, these are interesting items. Let's listen to them and see what they are." And then we found out that we had amazing sound bites and interviews and full programs with messenger of peaces and ambassadors to the UN from the past. So we have things like Audrey Hepburn audio, many artists from that time. We were able to look for items that was always considered kind of a myth in our collection. The idea, the whole famous picture that people talk about, Khrushchev banging his shoe on the General Assembly during the Cuban missile crisis debate, and actually we found out that it was banging his fist, and such a picture of him banging a shoe. Although you go to the web today, you find many fake images of that. We haven't found, at least not yet, anything in the collection that brings up this true reality of, yeah, this really existed. It became kind of an interesting topic of the archives. Whenever we go to a conference, colleagues, archivists from all over the world ask about this special piece, but we haven't found it yet. Maybe we will as we digitize the collection. But the collection is very rich, unique. It represents the history of diplomacy in the second half of last century until today.
So who uses this treasure and how can people access it?
The collection is available primarily for not only for UN internal users like video producers, multimedia producers, radio producers, news, but also the international broadcast community, the international media, UN missions, independent producers, broadcasters from all over the world, primarily those. But we also service the overall community, general public at large, through our website. So if, let's say, students, teachers want to do a project with the UN content, they just download it from the web, photographs, videos, audio, as far as it's fair use, as far as they don't use it for commercial purpose, they don't have to get any license from us to use it for a specific commercial project. Otherwise, it's really contacting us through our AV Library website. There are links to for people to access and contact us, and then we could service them based on requests, types of requests, type of clients, and there we go. That's the way to access the collection.